I was watching television the other day, and there was something on QVC or something, some ad came up, and it was about how you could plug in this thing into your flash drive, and it would remove all of the junk that was on there. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Wouldn't it be great if we could, like, plug something into us and remove all the bugs and everything that slows us down and all the stories that we've heard about ourselves and all the guilt and all the pain and all the codependency and just, like, suck it all out and leave us in our original state again. I thought that would be so cool, you know, just be able to do that. And if it came with a money-back guarantee, that if it doesn't work, okay, I'm going to send it back. You're going to reimburse me. But the truth of the matter is we do have an inner guide within us that does remove all of it if we're open to removing it. We do receive guidance when we're being slowed down by the stories and by what we've chosen to let it go. So on this Independence Day weekend, we're not going to talk about a country because we know that's another name, that's another box, that's another definition. We're going to talk about something that has absolutely no boundaries, which is you and what you are. And know that that is your natural state of being, that one that has all of that removed and just sits with that inner peace. But our lives, a lot of times, don't look like that. And this is not a time to say, oh, I should be doing better. I'm now going to beat up on myself and add that also to the storyline. But instead to say, in this moment, I'm going to become even more aware that I have an inner guidance system, that I actually have things that are going on in my life, which is a conversation between my personality and that which I really am. An individual expression of God, a soul who's come here to do something, to express fully what it is, not some little quiet, I'm off to the side, never mind, I won't bother you kind of thing. But instead, a powerful force that's expressing as you. And every time we stand in the way of it and block the flow of it, we feel it in our mind, our body, and our spirit. And that's the wake-up call. That's the pop-up that says something's going on for you. And it's a story that you might want to re-examine and see if it's something that you need or something that you could delete or something that you could revise or something that you could put aside for a while and say, let me really kind of process that and see if it's really serving me and everyone else in my life. So I like this thing about spiritual progress is like a detoxification. And so we're all going through different levels of detoxification, and it's pretty painful for our personality to go through stuff because it means, well, I might have to change. I might have to do something different. So on this Independence Day weekend, we say, how free is my soul to express what it is? How free is it? I love the title of that one book, The Untethered Soul, where it's not tied down anymore, but it's released. And what do we get tied down by? Well, if you watch HSN and QVC, probably a lot of stuff that looked really good and easy to use when they did it. Or it's like, wow, I really need that huge piece of jewelry. It's going to make me happy. There was a woman who called in the other day and said, I'm unemployed, and I bought this ring, and it makes me feel so good. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. Could we feel good without that? Or Do our things define who we are? Do our things actually create a little prison around us? Could we walk away from everything and start over? Could we do it? Don't you ever think about that? It's like if somebody would break into my basement or garage and take everything out of those boxes, I would be so happy. Oh my God, I don't even know what's in there, but I can't let it go. You know, like people don't park their cars, which costs more than everything that's in the garage, okay? The most valuable thing is outside. And I think that's us sometimes. The most valuable thing is here. And all the stories and all the stuff and all the training that we got has actually got in the way and kept who we are outside of us. So today would be a great day to fully invite it in, to let the soul be free, to think about all the different ways that we can add more peace to our life by just not by straining and striving to become more spiritual, but by relaxing into what we really are. Not going against the stream, but turning around and coming with the flow of who we are. Yeah, that's right, Xander. Yeah, amen to that. So to express the parts of ourselves that actually feel joy when we're doing a particular thing, where we lose track of time when we're doing a particular thing, and we don't say, yeah, but it doesn't earn enough money. But instead, we give ourselves permission to see where that would go, just to do something like that. To try letting go of a few things and imagining as we let it go, and we donate it someplace, or we sell it, or whatever we do, somebody else really needing it and enjoying it. And seeing the flow begin to open up in our own lives again. Because it doesn't have to be a strain and a struggle. It can be very easy when we begin to listen to the sound of our soul. Very easy. We might be wondering, why does my hip hurt, when actually my hip hurts because I'm afraid to take a step forward. And I'm feeling that blockage right there. Because I don't start with my foot when I take a step. I start with my hip. And maybe my jaw being locked up is because I've been grinding my teeth trying to stay in something for a really long time that doesn't really suit me. And it's actually on purpose. That's what the first quote is. These pains that you feel are messengers. Listen to them. What if, instead of just looking at everything physically and psychologically, we actually saw it spiritually? And we actually saw the things that are going on in our life as a message. That when we try to rescue others and give them lots of money, that we notice the money moves from us is a message. That you're robbing that person of finding out how strong and powerful they are. That you weren't being kind, which would allow them to grow, but you were being nice, which made you feel better. And if you're kind to somebody, they may see it and say, thank you. You made me see something in myself that I didn't know was there. Or they may say, I will never talk to you again. You hurt me worse than anybody in the entire world. You're horrible. But you did the right thing. Because you know that what's within you is within them. That's true equality, which is something we talk about and throw around a lot. But true equality is the God in me sees the God in you. We're free. Our thoughts and what we focus this powerful creative energy on is what's coming in. So we talk a lot about peace. We said that before. It's a lovely word. You can engrave it in a sign. You can walk past it every day. But when we try to visualize it, we find that we don't really spend a lot of time on peace. We don't really picture ourselves moving through a world where people actually respect each other and nod at each other and understand mutual support. We don't see it sometimes in our own families, in our own lives, and therefore we don't see it in the macro because we don't have it here. So we can go and fight for peace and fight for equality. But unless we feel peace for ourselves, which I think you're feeling right now, unless we feel it for ourselves, it won't project through us, and we won't meet it out there. Unless we know that what is within us is good and something that supports us and loves us, we're not going to feel that we're good and that we can love ourselves. And it's going to make it very hard to encounter that in our own lives. So every discomfort that we feel is not a punishment at all. It's about this powerful, creative, loving energy that's in us, and we're either blocking it or opening up to it. We're either struggling to be good or relaxing in how good we already are. Who are we behind the story? That's where our freedom exists. It's okay if you go into a doctor and they want to know, tell me your family history. It's okay to say, I don't know. Not that family, but I do know my own true history of what I really am. Because the stories say you inherit everything from your family. But maybe the family isn't this family at all, but the spiritual family. But if we believe that it's all inherited, then we'll have that. So I'm trying to picture, okay, did your father have heart disease? This one here? Yes. But he smoked packs of cigarettes and he drank every day and he was a workaholic and he was passionate about what he did and he was a loving person, but he was in a bad marriage. What has that got to do with my history? Nothing. So statistics and facts can actually mess us up. We might want to let go of some statistics. So if that's what we're using to prove why things are happening in our world, in our lives, that might be something we need to let go of. Science and spirit actually work beautifully together. We can prove that when we change our thoughts about something, when we meditate, we can actually make our blood pressure go down, even though our parents might have had high blood pressure. Both of mine did, but I don't. So as we actually apply the spiritual laws, we can actually look at our own lives and say, has that changed anything when I changed up that story, when I let go of that, when I allowed peace to come in, when I sat in nature, when I just was kind and loving and supportive to somebody, when I allowed myself to become an untethered soul and remove myself from a bad situation? Has my life begun to change? And we don't rely on what the Buddha said or what Jesus said or what the Pope says or what everybody else says, but we instead become scientists in our own lives and say, when I look back at my life, did something change? When I let go of trying to control somebody else, did something change? When I let go of things defining me, did something change? When I let go of a job defining me, did something change? When I let go, did something change? So this is a guide to guidance, and to know that all of us have within us a guide that when something's going on, we can say, what is this really, really, really about? And please, as you explain this to me, make it so clear that my personality can't ignore it. When I change up and I ask for guidance, and it comes in and I say, wow, that's a coincidence. Is the coincidence the answers? And when it happens again and again, can we keep calling it a coincidence or a response? So today, I would like for us to think about who we are, relax into that, let ourselves off the hook of any guilt, our shame, our blame. And in this moment, give ourselves peace. Thank you very much.